My name is Clarence Rick Napier, the CEO at 321 BizDev LLC, located in Sacramento County, California. Today is October 23rd, 2021, and today's podcast episode is titled White Collar Small Business Owner Sales Effort Task Distributions. Now, I know that sounded like a mouthful, and people might listen to what I just said as the podcast title and say, what in the heck does that mean? Well, it's about time I finally published a more developed blog article and produced a more comprehensive podcast episode about sales efforts and task distributions. These effort task distributions have held true from 2014 when 321 BizDev first opened for business. The white-collar small business owner has two major sales responsibilities to grow the business, even before they start the work. The first one is called efforts. The effort is defined as identifying prospects, setting appointments with prospects, and closing prospects. The second responsibility is the task. The task responsibility is defined as after the white-collar small business owner converts the prospect to a client, the white-collar small business owner can start and complete the work that the white-collar small business owner was hired to do. The effort component requires business owners to contact and prospect on a regular basis. Contacting and prospecting as one function demands time, skill, and most important, desire. Business owners are in a catch-22 situation when it comes to time. If time is spent contacting and prospecting, less time is spent working on legal matters, reviewing financial records, performing dental treatments, and installing Brazilian butts. And these are the licensed tasks for attorneys, CPAs, dentists, and plastic surgeons, respectively. Insurance and real estate professionals, as the chart shows if you're watching the video, have plenty of time to perform the task, which is only 20% of the total sales activity. But they have difficulty with contacting and prospecting. And we'll talk about the insurance and real estate professionals toward the end. For all groups, the challenge is having no sales system knowledge and business development experience. The experience is non-existent because colleges and state licensing authorities do not offer formal sales training to white-collar small business owners. Even with the effort task distribution, it is still remotely possible for white-collar small business owners to achieve new client objectives, but doing so requires about 1,000 to 1,600 hours or 6 to 9 months focus on sales system and business development skill mastery. During these 1,000 to 1,600 hours, the business owner would not perform any task to fulfill client's orders, meaning the attorney would not go to court, the CPA would not complete financial statements, the dentist would not perform any dental treatment, the plastic surgeon would not do any tummy tucks, the insurance agent would not submit life insurance applications, and the real estate broker would not open any escrows. Because all of this 1,000 to 1,600 hours is spent on the effort side. Now, the cost to get the sales system training and business development training runs about $30,000 payable to a corporation specializing and training Fortune 500 sales executives. This cost is outside most small business owners' budgets. I received the training because I worked in corporate America, and the corporation paid $12,000 in the late 1990s, early 2000s. So why does it take 1,000 to 1,600 hours or 6 to 9 months? The reason why is because there is a learning curve and mastering sales systems and business development. And surprisingly, the learning curve is mostly psychological. The majority of small business owners will find it difficult to move through the psychological hurdles involved with contacting and prospecting and closing. Here's an example of a psychological hurdle. The white-collar small business owner wants to generate $40,000 in annual revenue where the average transaction price is a market rate of $10,000, meaning all competitors charge about $10,000 for that product or service in the local area. Therefore, the business owner needs to close about 40 transactions to generate $40,000 in annual revenue. But before 40 transactions are closed, the business owner may need to schedule 75 appointments. Before the 75 appointments, maybe 125 prospects had to be pre-qualified. Before the 125 pre-qualified prospects, maybe 250 people needed to be contacted for the first time. The following effort task distributions assume white-collar small business owners are proficient in the effort function, and these white-collar small business owners have moved through the sales learning curves. Meaning, again, white-collar small business owners have spent 1,000 to 1,600 hours in business development training, or they got the experience someplace else. So let's go through the effort task distributions for the six industries that 321 BizDev supports. The attorney will spend 30% of his or her time finding clients and 70% of the time reviewing documents, preparing documents, and meeting in court. The CPA will spend 50% of his or her time finding clients and 50% of the time reviewing client financials and preparing financial statements. The dentist or plastic surgeon at the most will have 20% of their time to find new patients and spend 80% of the time treating patients. Now here's the interesting part. The insurance agent and the real estate agent have lots of time for contacting and prospecting. The insurance and real estate agents have 80% of their time to find new clients and only need 20% of the time to complete insurance applications, and for the real estate agent, prepare real estate forms, show homes at open house events, and prepare clients to close at title and escrow. The psychological hurdle really comes into play for insurance and real estate agents because these white-collar small business owners have the most time to contact and prospect. These agents, real estate and insurance, are uncertain about the contacting and prospecting function, so they are hesitant to use the great abundance of time they have to grow their businesses. 321 BizDev supports the effort function for white-collar small business owners. For attorneys, CPAs, dentists, and plastic surgeons, 321 BizDev contacts, prospects, and sets appointments and works with business owners to improve closing skills. It's important to 321 BizDev that business owners are successful in closing appointments because 321 BizDev puts a lot of effort in developing prospect relationships. For insurance agents and real estate agents, 321 BizDev focuses on sales systems. These business owners, again, the insurance and real estate agents, have plenty of time to contact and prospect, but need help with goal setting and performing repeatable steps. Both groups benefit from 321 BizDev sales system training by honing their skills to get zero cost referrals. New clients who enjoy the experience from contacting to closing sales activities are most likely to refer their friends, families, and colleagues to your practices. I hope this information is helpful. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode and reading the blog article, which can be found at 321bizdev.com/blog. My name is Clarence Rick Napier, the CEO at 321 BizDev LLC. Make it a great day.